Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
It is that time of the week, Friday Form Focus, where we can find some winners with a little bit of luck. The Sharknado is in the house. He's got everything loaded. He's brought a massive manila folder in with tips flying out of it.
I'm not going to court.
He's got, again, he's got his huge, stupid, what are we calling it? The stupid sicko nine-leg place multi ready to roll at Flemingtown tomorrow. Plus, we've got Group 1 action up in Brisbane with the Oaks. Unfortunately, we've lost Fireburn, so...
Oh, what a shame.
That was one of the most intriguing...
For those that were on Renaissance Women at the earlies.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Self-interest.
Yep. 100%. Don't pretend like anything's not in this game.
So you're pulling the tail and the poor connections and trying to Gary Portelli, you have no empathy whatsoever.
Oh, it's a shame. Of course, it's a shame. But, yeah, let's hope Renaissance Woman can win now.
What price did you get?
It was double figures. It wasn't huge double figures, though, but it was double figures.
Can't win.
Well, I can't. Well, that's the thing. It probably can't. And because I've been a smart aleck and
made
a disparaging remark.
I can see the bus coming.
Yeah.
So,
but that'll be entertainment in itself.
It's actually...
It'll get done by a nose and that'll be entertainment in itself.
Look, it's an interesting...
what we pay the entrance fee for.
It's an interesting race because there's no superstars, obviously.
No.
It's a pretty even... I don't know whether you'd say it's a...
It's a Group 1 again, is it?
Yeah, well, apparently...
Another one.
Apparently.
Another one.
You know, there was a horse called Winx that won at Queensland Oaks.
Does that mean it's a Group 1 forever?
Gypsy Goddess last year.
She Group 1?
And then, I mean, have a listen to the race wasn't held in 2020. Dewis the year before?
Yeah, nice horse.
Winning Ways.
Who?
Yes, exactly. Young Star.
Well, a nice fourth and fifth Wait for Age horse.
Egg Tart.
Another nice horse that like running fourth and fifth in proper Group 1 races.
Provocative.
Oh, what did she go on to do? Wasn't she... I think she broke down, didn't she?
I don't think she did much, did she?
No. A lot of hype and not a lot of...
No, to be honest, it's not the
Ethereal?
It's not the
How
best.
Far back do you want to go?
Ethereal, you've got to go. Where did Ethereal?
Oh, it must be 20 years ago.
01. There you go. Ethereal, Eskimo Queen. She was placed in a Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, well, she was good, but that's a long time ago.
No, there's not much there.
Not a lot.
But good luck to
good
those
luck.
Who can win a Group 1, because, and this is the other thing, where you and your breeding multi-millionaire cohorts, how much value does a Group 1 Queensland Oaks put on a mare?
It's a lot if you own it and you're a syndicate of people and one day you've got to dissolve that syndicate via a public auction. It puts a lot of value on it because those sort of horses don't often come onto the market.
So you, and that's the thing. If you're black type, it doesn't matter where you get your black type.
Yep.
If you're a Group 1 winner, it doesn't matter the strength of the Group 1 race.
Well, it does to an extent. It does. Like, I won't say it doesn't matter, but it does matter. But it's a massive help.
We'll talk more about the Oaks after 10 o'clock. We'll go through and get... The undercard's not a bad little... This is the week before the huge day in Brisbane. Obviously, Stradbroke.
You want to junk
Saturday.
It up there next week? You got a little long weekender?
It's not a junket. It's a work trip. We're going to be doing the show up there Thursday, Friday and Saturday morning. Special broadcast from Eagle Farm
Thursday,
as well.
Thursday, Friday and Saturday morning.
With Matt Nevitt. He'll be up there as well. So,
gee, that's good for you guys.
I think the Hornet's the one who's on the junket.
Well, he's, you know, he's a young man in the game coming up. You know, he's missed the great era of junkets, hasn't he? But he still likes to sup from the work trip cup, doesn't he?
There's no doubt about that. What do you make of the Flemington meeting?
He's still getting over that night at Kenny's on the Gold Coast, the Malaysian dinner that night. That was an eye-opener for him. What do I make of Flemington? Did you say?
I did.
I'm glad you asked that question. It's very difficult. The quaddy legs are very difficult. But I think there are a few... You know what? I don't know if it's... something's going on in my brain at the moment. But I'm just looking at horses around that 20-1 range in some of these off-season races, thinking, surely you're better than a 20-1 chance. My heart was a flutter for a brief moment last week with Moroney in the last.
No.
Billy Pinn cut the corner, yeah, great ride, but then stayed in that ground. What was he doing?
Oh, hang on.
Get off the fence.
Don't blame
Billy.
Don't blame Billy Pinn for 60-1. You know, we were just talking about junkets.
Yeah.
That's a great segue to Liam O'Keefe, who is
everlasting junket, isn't
we
it?
We had a great, insightful chat with Liam during the week. It was really interesting, a lot of the things he had to say about what he's learnt about tracks and the development of them over in the UK, and he's back at the best track of them all, Flemington. How are you, Liam?
Yeah, good, thanks, gents.
Over the jet lag?
Yeah, over it now. Certainly, morning's odd this morning. Wake you up when you come out on the track and it's 4 degrees and the ground's frozen. But well and truly back settled in now. And weather's been okay this week.
Didn't think you got jet lag in first.
just doing our best, Michael.
Yeah, no denials, that's for sure.
I love that.
What's the... are we going to be on a good track tomorrow?
Yeah, there is some rain forecast tomorrow morning, unfortunately, but if there was, and I read it, it would be probably a 5 to a 4 during the day, but there is some showers forecast from midnight tonight till tomorrow morning. So if we get those showers, it'll certainly stay in the 5 range, and just depending on the amount, it may go down to a 6.
Rails out 8 metres for tomorrow. So we've got some decent sizes. So how do you think it'll play overall?
Yeah, rail out 8, a little bit of minor marking around the turn and then some marking up the straight on the inside 3 or 4 metres. So with the big fields, rain-affected track, I think that they'll start on the fence early and then just progressively work their way off, probably later in the card as the wear and tear carries out on the track. But for this time here, the track's in good condition.
We've got a couple of favoured runners who are drawn down the outside by the last of the famous Flemington Straight. Is that where you think the place to be will be tomorrow?
Yeah, I think straight races outside the two-year-old, I think that middle to outside part of the course, it's certainly more fresh ground. We had the Royal Ascot jump out on Monday morning on quite rain-affected going, so a little bit of wear out wide, but probably middle to outside part of the course for the straight racing, it'd be the place to be.
Just leave us with a winner.
Midtown Boss, race 4, number 2. The track spies are tipping, so Team Kavanagh should be hard to beat here on their home track.
Yeah, they've got a good team in tomorrow. So Midtown Boss, race 4, number 2, is the mail from Liam O'Keefe. Good luck tomorrow, Liam. Hopefully not too much rain falls overnight.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, guys.
So soft 5 to a good 4 this time of year, almost perfect racing
conditions.
Stock
standard, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What you'd expect.
Let's get stuck into the first. There's a few SMSs that are coming through here already. G'day, Sharky. I've got a 4-leg multi-play for you at Flemington Race.
Listen, if it's not 9 legs, we don't really want to know, do we?
These are for wins, though.
Oh, okay.
Race 3. Number 3, Party for 1. Race 4, number 12, Mambo Dancer. It's a bit of value. Race 6, number 4, Grey River. And then throw it into Eagle Farm. Race 7, number 4, Quantico. Paying 740 to 1. Or you can take 1840 all up the place. That's
well,
from Timmy and Kilsyth.
So. Good work, Timmy. I like that for you. I like it a lot.
Now, I'm anticipating that you're going to tell the listeners to, once again, just shoulder arms for the first race.
No, I'm having a bet.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Interested to get your thoughts. We were hoping to have a chat to Stephen Marsh about this Kiwi two-year-old. We don't get to see too many Kiwi two-year-olds, but he's actually on the plane over here. So I'm sure Woz will have a chat to him tomorrow morning. But how do you rate the Kiwi two-year-old form of Cadiga, who is the $3.30 favourite? Sepati, who won on debut from the Prushka Yards at $3.60. Sun Source at $4.20. And then you're out to Shawsey at $4.40. It's not a big field.
No.
But can you try and line up the Kiwi form?
I think you can. I think it's definitely up to, like, the better form lines in this race are Sun Source, who got that 2-year-old Ballarat Classic out of the way really well, went to Doomben. You could make excuses for him there behind Sovereign Fund, and then the rescheduled 2-year-old Classic, he just got into all sorts of trouble there. I think you just forget about that run. Shawzy, number three, its form looks pretty good too, doesn't it? Like, it beat Heuristic at Cranbourne. Heuristic won in Adelaide, won a decent race a week or so ago. You know, form around that Redoutes listed race, I think, is pretty good, and good return behind She Light when it got back and got to the line pretty well, and there was some money for it. So I think that's the standard for form. If you bring Cadigo into that conversation, he won narrowly but well on debut over 1,000. Then he went to a listed race, and he won that. Similar story, narrowly but well. Third in that race was a horse called Pinion. Pinion won a Group 1.
Mm.
So if you're taking a line off that form, he's at least listed two-year-old class. I think that standard holds up pretty well at this time of year.
Well, it's a pretty good lead from Stephen Marsh. He knows how to bring horses over to Melbourne. He knows the depth of the form line.
Yes.
To say, you know what, I'm going to bring a two-year-old over here in winter to give him a crack and look to acclimatise him and get him ready for maybe bigger things in the spring carnival. So, drawn gate one, 1,200. I think that'll probably be an advantage first time down the straight as a two-year-old.
I think so too. And having a look at the straight, as you say, is important. I reckon this is a horse that, if he was to win tomorrow, you might see him sort of bob up in a Dane Hill or something like that. That might be a little pathway that they take with this fella.
The one who has got the best exposed form, I suppose, or raced against the strongest company, is Sunsource. Spoke to Trent yesterday, Trent Busserton. This is what he had to say.
I think he's going great. Like, obviously, he's got the ability. Obviously, always easy after the race, but in hindsight, we probably should have pulled up stumps when he ran third at Doomben and sent him home. He didn't stretch out at all in the Magic Million, so he put a line through that, and his form looks pretty good going into this sort of race. The Kiwi horse is the unknown, I guess.
Mm.
You know, usually the Kiwi two-year-old form, you're not that afraid of, to be, you know, perfectly honest. But they obviously like it. But I would say he's probably the best credentialed horse in the race, and I think he can certainly win it.
So, are you with the Kiwi and Sunsource of Danger?
I am, yeah. I think that's the way it'll go. I'm going to have a bet on Cadigo. Some weirdo stallions in this race too, aren't there? Ardrossan, obviously the sire of Cadigo. We've got an Artie Schiller. You don't see too many of them in town with two-year-old form. We've got a Telperion on debut, and we've got a Lord of the Sky.
Lord of the Sky.
On debut, down the bottom, Magical Eye.
How many...
For Yoshitomo Shima.
How many has Lord of the Sky?
Don't know off the top of my head, but we can
Where's
find out.
Where's he standing?
I don't know. Somewhere in Queensland, probably. I'll tell you in a moment. He stands at... Well, it's got all the information except that. Well, there you go. That's not too helpful, is it? He's had a couple of runners.
Kingstar Farm from the Hornet. So I'm not sure where that is. But
someone's saying Mr. Mojo Rising is by Lord of the Sky. He is. Wow. There you go.
He was, I thought he was home last week. Anyway, let's get on to
race
number two.
At whatever it was, too, $12. Ugh.
For the early shoppers.
Spew up.
2,500 metres here. Interesting, Patrick Payne.
Go on, keep going.
What he had to say before about Diaghilo. Up to the 2,500 metres, back up 7 days. He's backed up well before. Patrick Payne's not 100% sure he will run the 2,500 metres. That's probably
yes,
the big query.
Nor am I.
Swords Drawn, $4.80. Now, am I crazy or is Teofilo Star a genuine chance here? I know he's...
Teofilo Star?
I know he's a jumper.
Yikes.
But it was only four starts ago he wasn't far behind them at Moonee Valley, and these jumpers, sometimes they can get a new zest for life and confidence. It's a $5.50 chance, never again $8. It's not the greatest field of stayers.
No.
So I think I'll give him a good chance at $5.50. Who do you like here?
Well, you've got a great memory, don't you? You know, that's one of your hallmarks, I'd say, of your career. You never forget. And you've got a terrific memory. So you will remember a conversation you and I had probably 3 weeks ago. When we talked about a horse called The Good Fight. Now, he was second up going into that run at Flemington. He was 20-odd to 1. He ended up jumping at 40 to 1. But we did discuss him as a bit of a sneaky chance off a better than it looked first up run at Sandown. Now you may remember, trainer of the good fight, Reece Goodwin, chimed in on text and said, "Not tomorrow.
I do.
Wait for third up at Flemington. Thumbs up, winky emoji, hashtag get the cash, hashtag get in the queue.
I think you've added some cream.
$, Swiss bank account emoji." So I think the good fight.
$8.50.
Oh, it's a good each way bet in this race. Look, Diagula. Diagula is the best horse in the race. Yes? Yes.
Yep.
But will he run the distance? I don't know. I don't want to be backing a horse first time at the trip with queries from trainer, etc. I can understand they want to have a go and they want to find out for sure. I just think the good fight, racing into form for a new stable, good young trainer who gets these tried horses feeling happy and well, and he gets a tune out of them, Michael. I think the good fight, we might get a few chords out of him tomorrow.
$8.50. Where do you have Swords Drawn, who... You know, he doesn't win overly often, but if you go through his recent form lines, he's probably got the strongest form over the distance.
He loomed up like he was almost going to win that Warrnambool Cup, didn't he? But Rolls kept going. Rolls is here again. Was, you know, 24 back to 18, little bridging run. He didn't run a bad race last time at Hillside. It was just that switchback in trip. You'd have to concede Rolls would be some sort of chance in this race as well. I think there's three or four that if they won, you'd think, oh, yeah. That won and paid $9. I can see that. But so I'm with the good fight.
And Little Each Way.
Little Each Way.
The good fight. Froggy Newitt, who's riding really well. $8.50, $2.50 for Reece Goodwin, who, of course, has the stablemate Never Again in the race as well.
Yes.
Race number 3 tomorrow at headquarters. It's over 1,400 metres now. Party for One got the job done for a lot of the punters last start, including Mark Hunter, who was pretty keen on it. Gate 13, where is Party for One going to be in the run? Because it was a beautiful ride from Blake Shin last start at Flemington. She'd been missing the start a little bit previously. Blake got her out, and after 200 metres, you knew she was the one to beat. But from 13, as a $3.10 favourite,
it's tough.
Where is she going to be?
Well, she's not going to get the same run as she did last time, is she? Unless the speed really sort of kicks on. And I think there's a bit of a tail to this race. I think there's a few here that are having a throw at the stumps in town. It's a benchmark 78, but really most of these are eligible for a 70. So it does drop away. On the strength of its last start win, Party for One's your obvious starting point. But that draw, as you say, where does she get to in the run? Fortunate Kiss is in the same boat from 14, I would have thought. I want to back Party for One, but it's just nagging on me, that gate. Will she get too far back? She's not going to have the same race as she did last time. So that is well and truly tempering my enthusiasm. I thought the horse that was unlucky behind her last time was Rumbled Again for Mick Trotter.
It's a big price. I don't know why it's such a big price. $18.
Yeah, it's a silly price, really. She was going really well before that race. Little freshen up into the Flemington race. Coming off win at Pakenham, win at Sandown, really good run at Lakeside when it was closer to the speed, and then it just was, Madison Lloyd was never able to get this horse into enough room to get it into a fluent stride. It had its head on the side, sort of looking at horses in front of it, just couldn't get it clear, but she kept staying on. I thought $18, it was a touch of overs here in a really tough race. Look, if Party for One draws in, I think it's one of the better bets on the day. From 13, there's an element of risk involved.
Okay, so Party for One, you're going to lay at the 3-2.
Well, I'm just not going to bet. I'm just not going to bet on anything in this race. I think I want to back Party for One, but from the gate, I can't. I have to be responsible because we want to gamble responsibly.
TikTok Lady was 3 wide without any cover last start, gets a better run.
It does. Is it good enough, though?
Tomorrow. So, yeah.
Its best efforts are, like, it's won a City Maiden, okay? Yeah. Right, it looks good on paper. Red Fox, who it beat there, is still a maiden. Well, to be fair, it hasn't run again since. And then the Class 1 at Moonee Valley, what was that like? probably not very strong. I just think, you know, if she won, good luck to them. Graham Begg could train anything to win at the moment. I'm just dodging it.
So are you going to stay out?
I'm staying out.
It's $19. You wouldn't have something each way on Rumbled Again?
Okay, I'll have something each way Rumbled Again. Oh, a little tiny bit, just for an interest. Only for an interest. It's 1 o'clock, it's pie time. That's what time it is.
Morning, boys. Hosky here. Hey, Sharknader. We're on the same page with our sicko multi last week.
Oh.
I've got another one for you. Grey River, Quantico, Pudding in Adelaide around 20 to 1. Cheers, boys. Have a good weekend. That's from Hosky.
Okay. I like it. Did we get that multi last week? Kovalika? Oh, no. Katsu ran.
No, Katsu.
Katsu buggered it. But Kovalika was the bet of the century, so perfect. We got that.
Mambo Dancer, race 4, best each way bet on the card.
Yeah, everyone's talking this Mumbo Dancer.
What about Sonora, guys? Fast time in benchmark 88 in Sydney. Are you overlooking Sonora with its last run in Sydney?
Well, maybe, but it did get beaten 26 lengths. It's going to be some sort of turnaround if it can bounce off that and get the job done.
Shark wants to be responsible. A bloke who goes to more festivals and rave parties than my 19-year-old son, please.
Well, I will say, just got some tickets for Grinspoon on Cup Eve too at the Forum, Mikey. Oh, that's going to be a big couple of days for Uncle Shark.
Cup Eve. Jesus.
The Grinners, yeah. Live and loud at the Forum. Is there anything better than that?
Our old mate Lex from Essendon, cut out the random best bets from the Great Unwashed. Nobody cares what they think.
Who said that?
Oh, mate, Lex.
Well, Lex, you can argue a lot of people don't really care what I think either, but, you know, we're a communal show.
Lex, I want your best. Give me your best. Text it through, Lex.
This is a community.
we want to take a break. It is 25 minutes past 9 o'clock. More of the Great Unwashed and Mick Sharkey after this.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. Hey, Sharky, just talking to Jared Daffy then, the scratching of Fireburn in the Queensland Oaks has been quite controversial. And Steve Hewlett from Radio Tab Queensland or Brisbane has just said that Gary Portelli this morning has said that Fireburn is not lame this morning. She's been given a jump out, and the rider has reported she felt good. And Gary Portelli is wondering why he and the horse wasn't given another 24 hours following the inspection yesterday. Another veterinary test today. Why would you scratch a horse without any, other options for another veterinary test on a Thursday when the race is on a Saturday? It does seem odd.
That is a question for the Racing Queensland stewards / vets, isn't it?
Like, it's a
favourite
big decision.
A favourite in
a Group 1.
Well. Yeah. Not ideal.
So I think she was rated 2.5 out of 5 lame. So, I don't know. Normally on a Thursday, if that's occurring, you're going to get another inspection.
2.5? Is that it?
Well, that's what I read, yeah. So you're going to get another inspection a day later.
That's very stiff, isn't it? Very, very stiff.
All right, there might be more that we hear about that. A couple of SMSs here. Hey, boys, Milkman here. Ray Charles could back a winner at Flemington tomorrow.
Ray Charles.
Looks an easy card, so I'm expecting the Shark to tip the card. Best bet tomorrow, lads, is the easiest name in racing. Give it a crack. In Brisbane tomorrow.
I think you just have to say it with an accent like avoir, and then everyone says, oh yes, knowing nod.
There's a little thing at the end of
souvoir.
Souvoir. Anyway, we'll talk more about the Oaks later. If Lex is hanging on to Shark's tips that hard, I'm sure he's greatly unwashed because he wouldn't be able to afford a shower.
Yeah. Well, you can always bathe in the ocean.
Race number 4 tomorrow at Flemington. This is where Midtown Boss, who has been well supported over the last 24 hours. It was a really good run, but Who Dares comes through that same race. It was a good run and even taught you could. There wasn't much between those three.
No.
And Legio 10 comes through a different form line. He was jaw-dropping.
Wasn't he?
Amount of ground he made up at Bendigo. Was that his, I think, his first run since he's been gelded?
It was, I think, yes.
He's the $4 second favourite. Who dares $7? Chigripa, $9.50, and then we're out to double figure odds. So, Midtown Boss, you can't pick any holes in its form. You know, it's very consistent, likes the straight. But from a, I suppose, visual perspective, Legio 10 was pretty...
He was
exciting last start.
Super at Bendigo. He was very, very good there first up. Gelding, it does the job, doesn't it? Just helps, you know, ever since I had the snip, I've been a lot more focused. So it keeps you just on track.
You need your money back.
What?
If you're talking about being focused.
You should have sent me before. Look, Legio 10, whatever he's called, have a look at his form. During the autumn and sort of winter of last year, this horse started favourite against Berkeley Square. He started favourite and was well back to beat Elliptical. Dashing was in that race. Powerful Eagle was in the Berkeley Square race. Like, these are some solid races he was contesting. And he was set up favourite against these horses. So he turns up gelded at Bendigo. He's last on the turn and wide. Jordan Childs gives him a shake-up and he just goes... whoosh, straight past them. I think
hard,
he is your starting point in this
race.
It was
hard to make ground that day as well.
Well, he didn't have any problems with it, did he? Look, we've seen it with Kalos recently, haven't we? Geld Kalos, and he goes whack, 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 and ends up one of the, I think, single-figure chances in a Goodwood. Legio 10, he can go and win tomorrow.
Gets in with 52 kilos.
Very light, isn't it? Celine Gaudre is a good jockey too. And we see these apprentices come to the fore, don't we, in the winter months every year. Somebody gets a little run on, puts a few together, makes a name for themselves. She's got a good book of rides tomorrow, Celine Gaudre, and I reckon this one can be a winner. The other horse that I want to try in this race comes across from South Australia, Pressdown. Great form going into the Redelva, ran really well there at double figures, was 17 into 10 that day, and ran really well behind I'm Lovin' Ya. Then went to the Tobin Bronze. I don't think the horse enjoyed the soft seven. Just covered ground there. Asked to quicken, couldn't do it. Sort of went up and down in the one spot. My concern was it might have come to the end of its prep, but it went back to the trials at Murray Bridge, and it looked good at the trials there. Callan Murray comes over to ride it. I'm going to back Legio 10 to win, and I'm going to have a little 1/3 each way press down.
So Prestown's a $10 chance. Legio 10, I think it is at $4. I think that's $4 is quite backable.
I think it is too.
Midtown Boss.
Can win, absolutely. Great run. I think that airman form will work out okay. I'm just going to back the other two. It can win the race. I'm not potting it. I'd rather back the other two.
And Who Dares is ultra-consistent, knocking on the door.
It's the other one from that race. Same form line as Midtown Boss, expecting to see some improvement from Typhoon Titmus here.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad a run. And
it wasn't
we spoke
bad.
To Robbie Griffiths.
It wasn't bad.
We spoke to Robbie Griffiths before that first up run, and he said she's not wound up. She will improve with that run. And she blew up the last 100.
Yeah, and she's going to want a little more ground than this, you would think. You know, this is probably a bridging run towards something over 1,400, I'd have thought.
How did you rate that win of Mambo Dancer?
Well, there wasn't a lot of pressure in the race. It led and controlled things in a six-horse field. Had the best turn of foot off a tempo where it probably should have had a turn of foot. Yeah, it was very short favourite on the night, so it's obviously got ability. I just want to see it in a race with more pressure. If it comes out and beats me and wins again, so be it. But I can't tumble into it off the back of that, winning a sit-sprint six-horse race at Cranbourne.
All right, so the bet's in race four. Legio 10 at $4, Legio 10, and then we're having a little something, 1/3 press down at $10. Race number five is over 2,000 metres. Not a bad little race. There's winning form, Son of Solly meets First Immortal, better at the weights, better barrier draw, and it's the favourite to turn the tables on First Immortal. And Oceans Above has drawn nicely. Really good win last up for the flying Harry Coffey.
Yes.
Now a father and riding winner after winner.
You love to see it, don't you?
Is Simon Zara a father?
Simon Zara?
No, don't think so, is he?
Is he?
I don't know. Should we ask him?
Joins
us.
You probably should not. You shouldn't have to ask, should you? I don't know.
This How is
getting
are you,
into
Simon?
Awkward territory.
I'm fantastic.
So are you aware you're a father, Simon? Or...
that could be everywhere, who knows?
I can tell you what, that'd be pretty distinctive.
But they'd be very angry anyway.
You've got nothing to be angry about at the moment. This table's going really well.
No, everything's well. Obviously, coming into winter, starting to rug up a bit and having the baby through, so a bit of a downtime. Time for everyone to have a bit of a break. So, it's been a long year, but all's well.
How many have you got on the books these days?
Actually, in the process, we've been sort of getting rid of a lot at the moment. So, I've still got about probably 80 to 100, somewhere around that. But, you know, I sort of got rid of 10 in the last sort of month. And sort of that process now where you've got to get your babies through and horses that have sort of reached their mark. And you know, to go to sort of places like Queensland and Darwin and those sort of places. And they win up there. So they've still got, you know, a lot more longevity left in them. And it's good for those sort of people to, you know, buy them quite cheap and keep racing them.
You won't be getting rid of Oceans Above because we might just be starting to see the best of this horse now at 1,600 metres and beyond. That was a really dominant win last time. I know the margin wasn't huge, but he had them covered a long way out and through the line. It was only getting better.
Yeah, it was funny because I was looking for a mile race before Sandown. I didn't really want to go back to Pakenham, so I just took him back to Sandown in the 1,400 and, you know, got back and hit the line quite nicely. His sections were good, and I just turned around the owners and I said, I'll see you all at Flemington in two weeks and you won't be getting beaten. And, you know, he got there and he sectionals on that day were outstanding. And he's a lovely horse. All he wants to do is relax and hit the line for you. He's very, very genuine. And, look, I think if the tracks get wetter, he'll only get better as well. He really loves that sting out of the track. So, but look, he can go on all surfaces. And I've been dying to get him to 2,000. So, you know, he's obviously a horse I've had a massive opinion on for a long time. And I couldn't believe he opened $9.50, to be honest.
Well, I see the flux last start was $16 into $10 as well.
Yeah, a couple of owners had a pretty big go at it. And it was a bit like the old... The game show when you go into a money booth and grabbing all the money. That's what they were doing after the race. So, I was trying to grab my fair share. Don't worry about that.
I could imagine you in one of those. You've drawn one, so is there a temptation to try and sit a bit closer?
Look, he generally hasn't got a lot of gate speed, so that's sort of not a negative point for him, but he just sort of takes a while to sort of get into a good rhythm. So, you know, we won't sort of change that. Probably just going to need a little bit of luck from that gate. He might be buried away the fence a little bit. But it looks a big field. They generally run along a bit and hopefully just get that little bit of luck to get out. But, you know, I think he really enjoys Flemington. He loved it the other day. And, look at that. The rain happens to come. You know, that's only better for him. But, I'm reasonably confident that, he can take the next step to being a really nice horse in the spring.
What can you tell us about Wire Walker in the first?
Well, he's been trialling well, and I had him in a Geelong, and I just went through Geelong and thought, I'm not even going to get a run here, and then sort of looked at, there was only six or seven acceptors, and I thought he'd be actually quite competitive. These sort of races up the straight can be quite funny. There's a little bit of depth to it without being over strong. I'll just take him across the road and have a throw at the stumps. But his trials are really good. He's got a lot of ability. And he should put himself in the race. And look, it wouldn't surprise me if he can run top three, but he's definitely not out of this race.
We might have a bit of a Friday fill up at Pakenham on the Syntho today as well. You got a couple of nice chances there. What about Swear She's Perfect in the third?
Oh, she's frustrating to me. She probably should have won a couple by now and just doesn't seem to get the job done. But looks a winnable race for her. But, yeah, I wouldn't be, you know, running to her in confidence.
So who is your best? You've got Red Card, who's given a good chance, and you've got one in the last as well. It's a Boulder, though, Brilliant Venture. So is it Red Card?
Race Card, yeah. I think
it's a
really nice horse. We bought him to stay. If you go back to his win at Pakenham that night, it was just unbelievable. It was just one of the best wins I've seen for a long time. And I just sort of said to the owners, unfortunately, I don't think he's a stay. I think he's a pretty sharp sort of sprinting 1,400 metre horse, and he's got a stack of ability, and he's trialled up extremely well. And I thought if they're not too sharp for him out of the 1,200, I thought it'd be very hard to beat tonight.
Well, hopefully that you can make a bit of ground. Has he been on the syntho before?
Yeah, he won on the synthetic at Pakenham.
Oh, that was
that
the Pakenham
night,
run, yeah.
Yeah, so look at his win at Pakenham that night. It was unbelievable. He just ran through the line. And, we sort of trained him to stay because he'd come from Europe and won over 2,500. But I sort of just kept saying to the owners, look, this horse is way too brilliant to be a stayer. Blake Shin trialled him last week and was just absolutely wrapped with the horse. So, if they're not too sharp for him over 12, I thought it'd be hard to beat today.
So how do we play this weekend?
We'll obviously start with Red Card into Oceans Above. Looks like a nice double, I reckon.
Good on you, Simon. Best of luck over the weekend.
No, thanks, guys.
Simon Zara there. So Race Card is around about a $5. No, it can't be $5, is it? $4.20 in Race 7. Race 7, number 2 today at Pakenham. Good confidence there tomorrow at Flemington as well. It's one of these races where a lot of them have been racing against each other. How do you see it, Sharky?
I think there's a bit better speed than we saw in the similar sort of race here last time, that Son of Solly, First Immortal come through. I think there'll be some good tempo. As Simon said, bigger fields tend to generate that. I'm with him. I think Oceans Above. Watching that win last time over a mile, you just think, oh, wow, this horse, of course, like mile, 2,000 metres, it's what he wants. He really stretches out and did so in that race to win. I think Harry Coffey just puts him to sleep midfield here from one. They'll fan on the corner. He'll find a run. I doubt there'll be many finishing stronger than Oceans Above here. I really like him. He's a win bet for me. I know Verifier has sucked a few in, including myself, in recent runs, but possibly a stronger tempo here helps this horse. More pressure up front. He's a low percentage play because he gets back and runs on. And that's all he does. He seems very one-dimensional. He'll be doing that again. Maybe if they overdo it up on speed and there's a lane somewhere out near the middle, he could find it and run home and get the job done. But you are sort of... There's a fair caveat, isn't there, when you're backing Verifier.
The percentages are low because he was a flashing light run again last start.
Yes, he was. But you know what I mean. It's not a great play.
What about Reservoir Dog? He didn't run too badly in the Derby in Adelaide.
Reservoir Dog was okay in the Derby. Yes, absolutely. Warrnambool win before that was good, coming from a mile off him on a really heavy track. Does he want genuine wet ground to show his best? I'd probably be leaning to that view. Yeah. Son of Solly will be hard to beat. First Immortal, that form line, I think they're the two that you want out of that race, and a fair margin on the rest. Oh, I just think Oceans Above might be the horse that's, looking for this trip and is not as exposed as some of the others at the trip. He's a bit of an unknown getting to the distance.
Well, you're getting $7.50 and $2.70
the place. It's a great each way bet. I really, really do.
A little bit of a confident selection, Oceans Above, race number 5, which hopefully will mean we've got plenty of cash to splash on the quaddie. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at that after this.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus. We're looking at Flemington today. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 6, and it's over 1,400 metres. And it's an interesting race here where there's a few that are very keen, including our very own David Gately, who has declared that Grey River is not just the bet of the day tomorrow, but the bet of the month.
Bet of the month?
I wonder how trainer John O'Connor feels about that, who is bringing his South Australian mare over here for a crack, the filly, I should say, for a crack at Gloriette headquarters. He joins us. How are you, John?
Very good, thank you.
Gee, she's been consistent this time in, hasn't she? Her last couple of runs have been really good. How is she heading over here to Flemington? Has she arrived in Melbourne as yet?
Yeah, she would have got there about 4:30 this morning from Adelaide, literally 6 o'clock last night. So, yeah, she arrived safe and sound, Boyle reports, at Flemington, yeah.
It's an easier race for her, and I know you made the decision to stay in Adelaide during the carnival and chase Black Type, which she ultimately got when she was just run down last start. But it does look a good race out to the 1,400 metres.
Yeah, I've always sort of thought the 7 furlongs would be, you know, an ideal trip for her. She's a lovely big filly and long-striding girl. And, yeah, I always thought the tempo of the 7 furlongs would probably suit her even better than the shorter races. And she was only narrowly beaten on Oaks Day in Melbourne last spring, the first try at the distance. And, yeah, obviously she had the 3 runs under her belt now over shorter trips to prepare her for it. So I think she goes into the race, you know, really nicely prepared for the 1,400 this time. So, I do think the trip really is in her favour.
Just seems so genuine as well, John, doesn't she? She's always there, trying hard. Even when she was headed last time, she was finding again on the line and through the line.
Yeah, she's just a nice race mare, filly rather. Just a lovely filly to train. She's got not a single vice. She's a good doing filly and races really genuinely. There's one unplaced run at Caulfield at the end of her last prep when the race was a bit of a crazy run race. But other than that, she's we've never walked away disappointed in her at all.
From gate two, where ideally would you love to see her?
She's brilliant out of the gate. She pings a lid every time and puts herself right there. She won a race here leading all the way last prep by a big space at Morpheville. I think in a field of 16, there'd be enough sort of speed on your numbers, always create speed, so there'd be enough speed on I think it'd be a hard race to try and lead in. But, I definitely, from that gate, she can take advantage of it and race very, very handy. Ideally, I'd probably prefer she raced off the fence, which is not always easy from that gate in a big field. You get a lot of pressure from the outside, obviously, so you often get forced onto the rail, whether you like it or not. But ideally, I'd probably... she's a bit of a... I don't think she's a classic sit sprint filly. She's more of a free-flowing cruising speed filly. So I think, I just wouldn't want to really ideally see her fifth on the fence locked away. I just don't think that'd be the right spot for her, but mightn't be that easy from that gate. But, yeah, hopefully she can sort of race, a little away from the road where we can, get a little bit of momentum sort of sooner rather than later.
Well, you got the right man on board to try and weave that magic, and Blake Shin, who's riding brilliantly at the moment. So she's going to be one of the best back favourites, I'd say, at Flemington tomorrow. And then back over at Morphettville, you've got one runner, which is King Moya, going around in race number four. What chance is King Moya tomorrow?
I actually think he's not without a chance at all. The market's got him one of the outsiders in the race, but he's quite untapped, that horse. He's been a bit of a slow starter. He had a leg injury which put him out for a long time as a 2-year-old, so he missed his whole 2-year-old season, hence a lot of education. And so he was way behind the rest of the class when we got him up and going. But inch by inch, he's sort of developed into a race. He's still very raw mentally. But I think there's a lot of talent there. And his first up win was only a maiden. He only won by a narrow margin. But if you watch the race, he should have won by far more. He just never got out in the last bit and just didn't have to poke his head in front. And he really should have won by a margin. And the other day, went from maiden to a pretty good 3-year-old race the other day. And might have probably raced a little bit closer than what was ideal. And was only beaten a couple of lengths in a pretty hot race. And time was good. So I think it's... tomorrow's race is probably a step back from what he competed in last start. And, so the market boys don't fancy him. But, I think he's a definite chance.
Well, that's a nice little push. Race four, number two, King Moore, and we can get $12.
Wow.
So we might. What time's that race on? That's at 1:47. So that'll build the bank for Grey River then, John.
It should be that simple, shouldn't it?
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Much appreciated.
John O'Connor joining us there. So that's just a little word of caution with that gate two. You look at gate two and you go, oh, gee, what a lovely run Grey River will get. But don't want to be too cluttered up on the inside.
Yeah, I don't think she will be. I think she's got enough gate speed to stay out of the clutter, for lack of a better phrase here. But, I just think she's better than these. Really, I reckon there's a bit of a tail to this race. It's a big field, but some of these are probably just treading water. You know, like Castilian's ready to win. Does he want 1,600?
Did you hear Patrick Payne? He's not confident that the horse is actually finding the line like it should.
Okay, well, that's also not ideal, is it? Brung King won well last time. The horse that beat it at Warrnambool, Universal something. It ran really well last week, although beaten. Private Jumbo's going well, but it's drawn 14.
Yeah, it was a good run last start.
Yeah, 14's no help. You're down to Hellfire. You know, it's probably one.
I know this is a huge jump up in class. The Prodigal Son.
I like it. Yeah, I think it's the best roughie in the race.
Good luck to Greg McNulty. He's a good man who owns this horse and bred it.
One of your mates?
Yeah, he was on the Japan Cup Tour last year.
Was he?
Yes.
So have you hit that up?
Well, we actually backed it when we were over there on debut. We got the cash when it was backed off the map. It might be, I hear what you're saying. It's a $12 chance. Grey River's a $3 chance, and it has more exposed form against a lot better company. So is the differential there enough for you to have a play at the odds or back Grey River?
I'm going to throw Prodigal Son in the quaddy, but I think Grey River is one of the best of the day. I'd agree with David Gately about that.
Lounge Bar Ruby didn't have much galloping room towards the end of the race last start.
No, not a lot. I just think Grey River's a better horse.
Yep.
And Lounge Bar Ruby's going to give it 2 kilo. This is its day, Grey River. This is its day.
So are you as confident as Gator?
Don't know about better than Millennium or whatever he said.
Better than Month.
Better than Month.
He did say that on the 1st of June.
Well, so we don't know what's ahead of us. I think it's probably the best of the day, Grey River.
All right, so
I do agree with that.
Quaddy wise, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to be skinny here. We're going to be skinny. I had Castilian in the quaddy, but Patrick Payne's comments don't exactly fill me with enthusiasm. 2-4-13 is what I had, but you know, potentially Castilian needs to be chopped.
2-4-13. Castilian, yeah. Grey River, and the Prodigal Son.
Mm.
No Private Jumbo because of the barrier?
Barrier.
No Brung King?
No.
What, just don't think it's up to the class?
I just think Grey River's a better horse. If Grey River gets the, you know, things her way, I think she should win.
All right, first leg of the quaddy, best bet of the day, Grey River. Sharky putting in Castilian the 2 and the 13, a bit of value there.
I just don't know how good that Prodigal Son is. The only time we've seen it in town, it wasn't bad.
No, it was.
It was its second start.
2-4-13, first leg of the quaddy. Time for the 10 o'clock news. We'll get through the last three legs of the Flemington quaddy. We'll have a look up north at the Queensland Oaks. Have you had a look at the English Derby? Have you got something really out wide for us?
Yes, I have looked out there.
I like that. More SMSs coming through as well. All that's still to come.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with Sharknado. We are up to the second leg of the quaddy at Flemington. For those who missed the first leg, 2-4-13, best bet of the day, is number two, which is number four, I should say, which is Grey River in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number seven, over 2,000 metres. The market here has Silent Sorrento at $4.40. Cheyenne at $4.60, Flash Feeling $7.50, Alvedon at $10. As Good As Sober Gets also $10. There's a lot of chances in this. Even Blue Cup, who ran well last start, is a $12 chance. And is Spanish Kiss in the field as yet? She is. I thought she ran very well last start at around about $15. This is an open race, Sharky. Silent Sorrento comes across with the Adelaide form, winning its last two, drawn a good gate. Have you got any confidence in this race?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I want to try As Good As Sober Gets. It's probably its second prep in Australia. It had really good form in Europe, you know, to a pretty solid level as well. It ran second on an occasion at Ascot to Miss the Cut, who's a really, really nice horse. Came out here, had one run last spring, was just probably not quite there, has come back in good shape, sat behind him at Canterbury. The gap came, he pushed out. Chad Schofield just gave him a little tap up because he just ran up to the leader, waited with it, got a couple of slaps with the whip to remind him that he's got to go and win the race, and he really quickened down nicely. It was a good win in the end. I think if As Good As Sober Gets is back to his best form, which, you know, I'm not saying the Canterbury win was that standard, but if he's heading the right direction on the face value of that win, he can be really hard to beat here.
$10 chance. Flash Feeling's been specced. It was a riding on the wall run last start at Flemington as well. Is he in your numbers?
Look, he is. I'm going skinny in this leg of the quaddy. I thought it was a really good run.
Yeah, I am. In one of the toughest races.
Yeah, well, you've got to trim up somewhere because the last two are utterly diabolical. Yeah, he's in there with a hope for sure. Silent Sorrente is going very, very nicely for Will Clarkin and Nicky O'Shea. And as soon as the markets went up, there was money for this horse. He beat First Immortal, two back at Morfordville. First Immortal then went and won onto a heavy track last time, just hosed up. I did like Azalea in this race as well because the form ties in. You go back to April 22nd, the greatest day of the year. He was second to Azalea, so the form's very, very similar. Azalea goes to Morfordville tomorrow and runs in a 1950. He should be winning that. So they're my three for the quaddie, 10, 12, and 15.
What about Shaya? You're not...
The run was good.
It was good.
But this is a horse that really comes into his own over 2,400 metres and further. You know, in fact, his three runs in France, the shortest distance he contested was 28. So he was a long, long way off them. He couldn't go the early tempo in that race. Blake Shinn hugged the inside. The field all got off the fence. He stole a lot of ground in that race. And then I thought, yes, he was good late, but he wasn't really thumping the line. He was just staying on like a good mile and a half stayer should at a mile. I think the market's overreacted with him. I think he'll run really well here, but I want to be with him third up, fourth up, when he gets out to his right distance at 2,400 metres. I think that's when you'll see Shaira win a race.
Well, Blue Cup was almost a similar run behind Altivo. You not giving it a chance tomorrow?
Look, it's got some each-way chance. Yeah, it's not out of the race. We kind of know where he's at, though, Blue Cup. You know, he's treads water around this 2,000 to 2,500-metre off-season style of race. Could win without surprising. I'm just going skinny here. All right. I like As Good As Sober Gets. I think he's a really good each-way
$10 bet. $10 chance.
Great each-way bet.
So, numbers for the quad?
10, 12... 15.
10, 12, and 15. So the 12 is As Good As Sober Gets. 10, Flash Feeling, and the 15, Silent Sorrento. So 3x3 in the first two legs of what looks a pretty tricky quaddie at Flemington tomorrow. A few SMSs coming here. Jeff, I like it's our time, but don't forget open-minded for exotics. Hey, Sharky Boy, Grey River has Altivo and Kitsu written all over it. Like them short and first leg of the quad. Ouch. That's from Steve from Mintbet, tipping Grey River to get rolled. Oyster here, I jumped the gun last week going chips in Goulburn on Friday. It's Redemption Day. I've got a really big ruppy for
you. Chips in Goulburn on Friday. Let's just let that settle for a minute. Chips in Goulburn on Friday. Oyster.
How about this? Queensland Oaks. Number 19, Fire Lies, $126. Flew home against the older horses.
What?
Last start and will stay all day.
What's it called?
Fire Lies, is it?
Fire Lies.
In the Queensland Oaks? Is it
right, like... it's 150 to 1 I'm looking at.
Gee.
It's by not a single doubt, winning in Oaks.
There you go.
No.
Let's get to the next race, which is race number 8. Now, for a lot of punters, you're going fat the back end. A lot of punters may be trimming because there's a lot that like It's Our Time, $4.20, and Jimmy the Bear, $6, the top two in the market in race number 8. King Magnus, really good win last up. Frankie Pino, just hitting the line okay, the end of the Goodwood, up to 1,400 metres. Morvada, $9.50, Crosshaven, $10. You'd expect there'd be some reasonably good speed in this race with your Morvadas, Crosshavens, Sir Davy, open-minded as well, Sharky. So it's our time should just get a beautiful run in transit, shouldn't it?
It should do. It should do. It's a very open race this day, Michael. This is extremely open. Extremely open. I settled on Charterhouse. It's a stakes winner in Ireland. Not a fantastic stakes race, I will say that. But he's it's a stakes winner with Group 3 form. It's probably a genuine listed Group 3 horse here, I would say. Didn't mind the trial behind Sir Davy. I thought 1,100 metres was a touch short. It was just sort of building the revs late. The record of European horses first up in Australia is very, very strong. In a very even race, I'm just leaning its way without a heap of confidence. I certainly don't know anything, you know, from inside the stable or anything to say it's going super well. I just think it's probably as good as these on ability. You're getting an each-way price to find out. If you want to play, there's an option. The other horse that I thought would really improve, now that it's been gelded, is Pre-to-Turn, number 13. But the prospect of a soft track hurts its chances. It wants top of the ground. Soft five at the very worst. And if it's a choppy soft five, it probably isn't ideal for Pre-to-Turn. But that is a horse with a lot of ability. And, you know, we saw him in some pretty good races as a three-year-old, even as a four-year-old, but he just caught wet track after wet track. If he can get a little run on good four, sort of soft five ground and nothing worse over winter, he'll win a race.
$34.
Yeah.
What about the favourite? It's Our Time. You sound just a bit meh.
It's in the game, but does it leap off the page at me? Probably not. King Magnus was a really good win, second up off a long break. They don't often do that. Usually the little second up flats hit. Frankie Pino was good.
Jimmy the Bear's
drawn so poorly.
It was a pretty good push from Patrick Payne. He said he's probably not that overly worried by 14 because he's probably going to get back anyway. So,
yeah. I just think it's a tough ask.
You put a pen through him?
Well, he's going in the quaddie, but it's tough from back there, isn't it? Really tough.
So you're going to have a spec on Charterhouse at $13?
Oh, if I must. If I must.
Numbers in the quad.
Okay. If you dial those into your phone, you'll probably end up calling Thailand or something. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 13.
So
And I'm wincing.
King Magnus.
It's not mega confidence here.
King Magnus, number one. Frankie Pino, number three. Charterhouse, number four. It's Our Time, number six. Jimmy the Bear, number seven. And 13, Pre-to-Turn at any old odds.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a tough one.
No Crosshaven. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 13.
You don't like that?
No. You've got all the numbers that I probably would have put in there.
You're not feeling it. I can tell.
Well, I think you've...
It's okay. You can tell me the truth.
I think you've wasted numbers in the third leg, and you probably needed more numbers in the second leg. But anyway...
You might be right.
We'll see. Race number nine, last leg of the quaddie. This has been changed with the scratching overnight of Ranveer, which was the early favourite. Now Traporti is into $4.80. Senegalia, $8. No Drama, $9. Then you're down to Place of Gold, which is still yet to get a run because we've got two out. It needs two more to come out. Demon Blood is also an emergency, but it is now in the field. And Zion, $11 chance from the Nick Ryan stable, is an interesting runner. A good win last start. Nick Ryan has a runner in the last, and he's got a runner also up in Queensland. We're going to have a chat to him in a minute. Traporti, 16. No Drama, 17. These are two that are going to be well fancied. And then you've got Senegalia on the other side in gate three. Where do you think the advantage will be by the last?
Oh, who knows? It really depends on the rain we get early in the day, I think, as well. As to what condition this track's in. This is a total raffle. Total raffle. I was with Along the River at a price last time. I sort of got into a weirdo spot, came to the outside fence. He probably wanted to be middle. He's going to be a big each-way price again. You know, he's the top pick because I think he's going a bit better than the market is giving him credit for. Triporti's right in the race. Standoff. What price was Standoff?
Standoff does like Flemington.
It does.
$31.
See, that's crazy. Like, Standoff is a better horse than a $31 chance in this race. It's a benchmark 70. Like, Standoff is a better horse than that. It's run well in Stakes Company in the past. It's one of those tricky races, Michael. Very, very tricky. Even 15, Senegali is probably in the mix somewhere, isn't it? Like, jumping on speed, being right up there.
It's second favourite in the race.
Is it second favourite? Well, yeah. You know, it's... I think this market's...
What about
just
No
a bit
Drama?
Odd. It's a bit odd. No Drama? I keep hearing positive things about No Drama. I just haven't seen enough of No Drama.
It was a pretty good win at Bendigo 2 starts ago.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Holly Mans came out of that one at the Valley. They ran second in the Hayes at a massive price. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could win. Stable's going well. Uncle Lindsay's training well. I don't know. It doesn't scream back me. No Drama. Tough race. See, the enthusiasm was early this week, whereas in previous weeks, it's been sort of mid to late. So we've got to mix it up.
All right. I imagine there's a fair few numbers coming home here.
2, 5, 11, 12, 15.
2, 5, 11, 12, and 15. So, Triporti number 2, the 5, Along the River, 11, Standoff, 12, Zeon, and then the 15, which is Senegalia. So, unfortunately, we're struggling to get Nick Ryan. I would love to have got his insights on Zion, but we'll keep trying and we can't get him. So, you've left... Do you know, I know he's got a big weight, but Yulong Storm wasn't far away last start. Always runs well.
Yeah.
There's another one there. Daily Bugle was close up in that same race, and even at a big price, the Kavanagh runner Fly On By wasn't far away last time. So, look, it is a really tricky way
super,
to end the
super
day.
Super tricky.
All right, quaddie time for the Shark. First leg, 2, 4, 13, into 10, 12, 15, the second leg, into 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 13, the third leg, and we come home 2, 5, 11, 12, 15. Best bet of the day, Grey River Race 6.
Grey River's the best.
What's
yes.
your best value play?
I think As Good As Sober Gets is a horse that I think's got good talent. I'll be trying it. Leggio 10 I'll back, and I'll back the Good Fight too. I think they're the four that I'll build my day around.
SMS is coming through. Morning, gents. Skin Dog here. Patiently waiting
Skin Dog
in the barriers for my first to be born. 4 days overdue. Let's hope Contemptuous in race 7 at Eagle Farm at $35 shows a little more willingness to get out of the gates on Saturday. Giddy up. Well, good luck to Skin Dog with Junior Skin Dog.
Yeah.
So
we get some great nicknames getting involved on Friday Form Focus, don't we? Skin Dog.
Good luck. What about Sharky?
And to Mrs. Skin Dog too, of course.
Yes. The Huss, each way. That's from Damo. Did you give it a chance in the last?
Yeah. It's in there. It's one of probably 8 or 9 that you couldn't argue against. Yeah. Demon Blood's probably in there as well.
This is starting to gather a lot of momentum. I'm not sure why.
I don't know why it is either, to be honest.
You haven't gone close.
Well,
but
I think it's the general malaise that's involved with it. And look, it is a throw.
Daniel Harford's very keen to keep
is
playing your massive sicko all-up place multi.
Horse Lotto, we should call it. It's a bit like Horse Lotto.
Well, let's get going.
Okay.
Race 1.
Place. These are the
so
place.
For those who are new to the concept, Mick Sharkey has never got close to tipping the card, so we thought we'd make it a little easier. All you
somewhat
need,
close once.
What, 3 winners? All you need is to have 9
that was quick for you.
Places.
Oh, yes.
9 places. It's not that difficult. You've got 3 chances to run a hole in each race.
Remarkably, it sounds quite easy, doesn't it? Although it's
just
proving to
place.
Be rather elusive at this stage of the game. Okay.
Race 1.
Race 1. Cadigo.
Cadigo,
yes.
The favourite.
Yes.
Race 1, number 1.
Race 2, value here with
See,
old mate, Reesey Goodwin.
Value.
Oh, Well, you have to try and get those big fat dividends. I'm looking to retire on some of these results. Race 2, number 8, The Good Fight.
Race 2, number 8, The Good Fight.
Race 3, oh, I know she's drawn bad, but surely the Party for One runs a place.
Okay, that's going to be nerve-wracking. Race 3, the favourite, number 3, Party for One. Race 4.
Race 4, I'm going to run with Legio 10, number 9.
The 9, Legio 10, second favourite. Race 5?
Well, Race 5, number 2, Oceans Above.
Oceans Above.
Race 6, Grey River's got to be the one.
Yeah, that's a gimme. Race 6, number 4.
Race 7, Value Again, number 12, as good as Sabre gets.
Ooh, a $10 shot. Okay. Race 7, number 12. Race 8?
Look, Race 8, I think we have to be a little bit safe and go for the Map Horse. It's our time.
Yeah, well, I think...
You agree with that?
I think you do.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, $6.
Okay. Right.
So, Race 8, number 6, and yes, then we come home, Race 9.
Well, I'm keeping faith with Daniel O'Brien and number 2, Triporti.
Okay. So, you haven't gone as crazy as you have in recent
weeks.
Not
as crazy.
So, Race 1, 1. Race 2, 8.
Yes.
Race 3, 3. Race 4, 9. Race 5, 2. Race 6, 4. Race 7, 12. Mm. Race 8, 6. And Race 9, number 2. That is the Shark.
How do you feel about that?
Place multi. I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
All up.
All up.
$485.
$485.59. It's not quite the 2,400 to one we had last week.
It's
but
not.
This might get closer.
It may. Well, it
do you know what the stumbling block? We could be bowled second leg.
Well,
a good fight. Fingers
yeah.
crossed it's not the case. And then we just got to hold on tight Race 7 and then cheer at home. So $485, the Shark Sicko Place, all up Moldy at Flemington. There's a listener who doesn't like me calling it Flemington. Flemington.
It's, why?
Because it's not correct.
Oh, sorry. So they have no sense of humour.
We need to take a break. On the other side of this, Joshy from Horsham will give us the best from around the grounds. We'll go into state as well. We might even have another trainer interview. Don't go anywhere. The Shark. We're going to get the winner of the Queensland Oaks after this.
Inside the weekend's biggest races. RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus. Let's have a look at the Group 1 Oaks now, the feature race around Australia tomorrow, Sharky. And as we were discussing earlier, the favourite Fireburn scratched yesterday, which means the market's been rejigged and Renaissance Woman is now the $3.60 favourite. Affair of Savoir is at $4.60 from the Mare Eustace stable, looking for another Group 1. Sakura Girl, the Kiwi, $9. Drawn the Car Park, though, so Dazzling, $11. Priscinian Arch is a $12 chance. It's drawn nicely. Super Chilled, $13. It's an interesting race because the obvious now is Renaissance Woman and Affair of Suivre. But I think there's a bit of value in this race because, I don't know, are they that far advanced over the opposition in this race?
Maybe not, but I think barriers have really helped them a lot. I really like Renaissance Woman. Love the first up run. Had a little crack for this race after that. Bracelet win was good. I thought the Roses run was really good. What I liked about it was she was able to settle closer. She wasn't way out the back. Was able to use an inside gate, sit midfield. Yes, Fireburn was over the top late. That's fine. But she was still, you know, tactically able to take a position, I think, from a good gate. Josh Park can be somewhere similar in this race. Yeah, I really like Renaissance Woman here. She is the one for me. The improver will probably be Sakura Girl. Month between runs into that Roses, led, kept fighting, kept kicking.
Had to work too.
Yeah, it was a really good run. Barrier 21 though. Wow, that's a really tough draw. Really, really tough draw. Yeah, you've got horses like Super Chilled, could have been in the game from a better gate. It's drawn 18. Everything just has fallen the way of Renaissance Woman.
What about a horse called Yankee Hustle, who just forget it went around at Caloundra and actually didn't run too badly because it was five and six wide, hung around the bend, and then was hitting the line last start.
Yeah, it
maybe
was.
Sits a bit closer. It's $19, $5 a place.
Hey, and Chris Lees, he knows how to train. Well, he knows how to train full stop, but fillies and mares he has a great record with, doesn't he? And yeah, she would be a roughie that could definitely run a bold race here. Amakura might be a similar horse in the same sort of boat.
Now, I think it's been vet tested today.
Right. Okay. But it looks a horse with some real staying potential. Is it the one that comes from the left field form line? The other horse that I was looking forward to seeing, but again, it's just drawn so poorly, is Cheval d'Or.
Mm.
It has some, basically, Secure a Girl form lines all around it in New Zealand. But, yeah, that barrier draw hurts. Renaissance Woman, the one.
Well, Renaissance Woman in the Oaks is the $3.60 favourite. So, level of confidence.
High.
Is Ferris Savoir the danger, or are you discounting the South Australian form?
Oh, look, I don't think it was a great Oaks. She won it well. Yeah, she's definitely a danger. She's won her last three, hasn't she? So she's super hard to beat here. There's two other bets I want to have in Queensland.
Well, just before we get onto those, Tony Gollan's got 10 runners.
10?
10 runners over the car.
Well, we better talk to him. He probably knows a bit more about it than me.
Including a roughie in the Oaks, Madame Adette as well, who's around about a $19 chance. It came through that Fireburn race as well. So it'd be interesting if he thinks Madame Odette could be a little roughie, a little sneaky hope in the Oaks. And it's great to have a chat to the number one man in Queensland, Tony Gollan. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Do you give your filly a little rough chance in the Oaks tomorrow from a good gate?
Look, she has to improve a little bit. I think those couple of top-class fillies seem to have the wood on the rest. She has to do a bit too much work at Doomben the other day. I would love a little bit better lead-in. But I'm certainly drawn to get that nice soft run tomorrow to give her every chance to get the trip.
Well, she's about a 20-to-1 pop, so she's going to be hopefully running home into the placings for you there. You've got much stronger chances throughout the day. It's a big, big team you're taking to Eagle Farm tomorrow. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that will be interested in the last race, or race number 9, because you've got four chances in this race, including Golden Boom, who does have a big boom. Is he the top seed for you in that race?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's a really nice horse, and he took a lot out of that win the other day. He was able to begin well, like he can do, and when they got outside of him, Ryan just asked him sort of to come back. It took him a little while just to get the gist of coming back behind horses and settling, but once he did, he relaxed well. And although it wasn't a big margin he won by, I suggest there's good improvement there. The two horses that were up on pace with him, they dropped right out, and it was the horses right back in the field that run on. So it indicated that there was enough tempo for those horses to get home. If he can execute that a little bit better again, I think it'd be very hard to beat.
Whereabouts on the card do we go then? Princess Rani's, who is a horse we know well down here, has joined your stable, and she's so consistent, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going really well. I'm sure you guys would probably be thinking that she probably should be out further and trip by now. That's what she used to do, is just get out in distance. But just try to keep her sharp enough for these miles. I thought her run at Doomben indicated that she's a horse that's really looking for Eagle Farm. And if she can just obtain that right run in transit, I feel she's still sharp enough to sprint well at the mile. And then we'll see her step out just a touch past 2,000 in about 3 weeks' time.
Your baller who goes around in the Morton Cup. Another one that we get to see down in Melbourne as well. Second up behind Rothfire in the Victory Stakes. How's Baller shaping up tomorrow?
We can prove sharply off that. He jumped out just behind Rothfire 2 Tuesday week. He goes at 10 days prior to this. He's found really good improvement. He's won this race twice before. It's his third go at it. And he really seems to peak up at this time of his preparation. So I'm as happy with him this year as I was last year. So I think he's done every bit as good, and hopefully he'll show us that. And I think he's over the odds. He wants a really deep Morton Cup this year.
It is a good race this year, isn't it? He's an $11 chance.
Yeah, I think he's better than $11 chance, but I do think it's a strong race. There's a fair bit of depth to it.
So who's your better player of the day? Is it, do we wait to the last, or is there some value tomorrow?
I think he's my best play, Golden Boom, but I think you can shop each way around Princess Rani's and Baller, and also Vinco in the Spear Chief. He won that race last year as well, and these are the horses that are just crying out to get the Eagle Farm, those three, and they're both at good odds. And Golden Boom's obviously my best chance. I just can't see him getting anything other than a really good running transit. And if he gets that, I know he's got the ability at this level.
Have you got a big team getting ready for Stratty Day next Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a nice team in there. We've got a big fluky chance in the Stradbroke, but it's good to see Antino get out to the mile next week in what will be a soft option to wait for age for him in the Wayne Wilson Mile. And there's another couple of mares there, the two that ran first and second last week, go to the Dane Ripper. So there's a nice team. It's not 10 or 20 runners or anything like that, but we've got good strength throughout the carnival.
Good luck tomorrow, Tony.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Tony Gollan, the leading trainer in Queensland, just with a lazy 10 on Oaks Day. Golden Boom, around about 370, is the favourite in the last. It's going to be a nice clash, that, with Red Card.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really, again, there's some really open races up there. There's three or four sort of chances in some of those better races. And, yeah, keen to see what Mullane can do heading up there as well. A lot of talk about Mullane during his career. Hasn't really lived up to the expectations. Maybe a change of scenery helps.
Yeah, they need him to hit the board, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Who are you on? Would you take 215 Foxy Frieda tomorrow?
Yeah, I think Foxy Frieda's short enough, but I think it's a very, very strong winning chance. Obviously, I like race 7, number 10, Far Too Easy. I'm not sure what price you've got on that at the moment. I thought he'd be a little each way play there. The other horse that I liked up there tomorrow was in race 2, number 14, Claim the Crown. Absolutely luckless in the Scone Cup and was back too at a price.
And I think it was scratched.
Was it Flemington?
It was scratched from Flemington. So
scratched it.
You can get $6, Claim the Crown tomorrow.
Has won 2 from 3, second up.
I thought there's another one you might have been interested in because you were very keen on Malkovich when it won first up. And speaking to Bjorn Baker, he said, just forget its run at Scone. It's had 2 runs there now, hates the track. He thinks he's a big chance at $6 tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, well, if Bjorn's keen, then you've got to listen. You've got to respect that. He's definitely in the game. You know where he'll be, up on speed, doing his best.
Can Munamek overcome a sticky gate in the Spear Chief around about $9?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a that's a nightmarish race, that one. Nightmarish. Brigantine, James Cummings correctly identified it as the best weighted horse in history or something last time, but there's some horses there that are out of form. If they found their best, they'd be winning. If not, who knows? Raffle.
Well, hopefully we found something up north as well. We're going to spread our wings even a little wider because it's a huge weekend of racing. It is the Epsom Festival, the Oaks tonight, and also the Derby tomorrow. The Coronation Cup, I think, is tonight too, isn't it, as well? We talk about times of races, when they should be run, race cards. The Epsom Derby is race 2, one of the most revered races in Europe, is being run as race 2 on a 7 or 8 race card, as they normally have, at 1:30 in the afternoon. You know the reason why?
There's a football game on.
Correct. So
amazing, isn't it?
Oh, gosh.
It was a real point of debate around sort of 6 weeks ago when they were sorting out what time to put the derby in, whether we go after or in the middle, sort of half time of the football or something like that. So anyway, they've landed on race 2. Still a derby though. It's a very, very even derby.
Well, gee, there's a 3-1 favourite from the O'Brien stable, August Rodin, who comes off a pretty average run last start. So yeah. Who do you like?
Well, Auguste Renan has been touted all the way through as something special by the O'Brien team. I just can't back him off that run last time in the Guineas behind Chaldean. I 22 lengths, and you're expecting him to bounce off that and win a derby. Like, if he does, he's as good as they say he is. But, oh, wow. I don't want to play there. Arrest won easily, but it was on a really wet track. I think this ground's going to be a fair bit quicker than that.
You're tipping a Frankie Dettori fairy tale farewell.
I'm not. I think the horse might be at its best with some giving the ground. The horse that I want to back here is Military Order. I think he's the best stayer in the race. I think good ground, good to firm, won't be a problem for him. He was challenged really strongly by Wapiro last time in the Lingfield Derby trial. Wapiro almost got upsides and may have got in front of him, but he's got super stamina, this horse, Military Order. He really kicked into gear late and was too good for them. I think he'll be winning the Derby.
Okay. You can get, well, UK markets, around about $4. Nothing on the tab as yet. I haven't had a look on the corporate. So around about 4-1 for Military Order. The Oaks is on tonight. Be an interesting race. There's a pretty short price favour there. Save the Last Dance again from the O'Brien stable.
Her last win was just rude.
It was. But Soul Sister was a good win last out as well.
Soul Sister's a nice filly. And so is Running Lion. Ride. Running Lion's also a good horse. So I think this group of 3-year-old fillies might be okay up there this year. But, you know, when you're going and winning by 22 lengths...
It's crazy. Insane.
That's 22 lengths. Yeah. It's nearly a race.
That's ludicrous.
It's only a 1,000-metre race. Anyway, maybe not 1,000 metres, but you know what I mean. It's a long way.
So the Epsom Derby on race two, which is 1:30 over there. Well, I'm not sure what time that is locally. I'll have to double check.
Silly o'clock, probably.
1:30 tomorrow on Saturday UK time in the afternoon. Let's get to Joshy from Horsham because we need our country winners this weekend. How are you, Josh?
Really good, boys. How you doing?
Very well indeed. Have you got a Friday winner for us?
No, I don't on a Friday. I've got to say, Shark, your knowledge of European racing is unreal. I rarely look north of the river, let alone north of the equator. That's impressive, mate. Well done.
I'm a lonely man in the nocturnal hours, Joshy.
It doesn't. He's got the knowledge, but it doesn't necessarily mean he can tip the winner.
It sounds good, though.
You always sound good, Joshy. Where are we going this weekend?
You're too kind. We're at Bendigo tomorrow, race 2, number 11, Wichita. Now, this runner finished third on debut at Warrnambool behind a horse, funnily enough, called Love the Bull, which has won well since. Went to stall last start. It missed on the line, but if you watch the replay, it did so much wrong. It laid in horribly. If they've managed to straighten him up, he'll be strong late and he'll take a hell of a lot of holding out. That's race 2, number 11, Wichita at Bendigo tomorrow.
Very good.
And then a couple at Geelong on Sunday. Race 1, number 14, Just Press Send. Debut effort at Ballarat was really good. The late splits were really, really fast in that race. The horse that beat it, Stepardi, has a lot of raw ability, and it's I think it's second favourite in the 2-year-old race at Flemington tomorrow, race 1, and it's a real good chance. So hopefully it can win and we get a good guide to its chances there. It's drawn wide, but I don't think that'll matter. The extra distance will suit and it'll take beating. That's race 1, number 14, Just Press Send.
And it's $3.60, the market's out for that.
Beautiful. And then race 4, still at Geelong, number 9, Miss Barraloach, or Miss Barraloachy. It didn't handle the tight turn at Warwick at all. I reckon Shane Dye would have railed underneath it with Buddy Beandercross. It went that wide. It still only missed in the last stride. He was in front, a stride past the post. It gets a bigger track here. There's a lot to like about her, and she's about $8, which is really good for an each-way bet. That's race 4, number 9, Miss Barraloach.
I like it. So race 4, number 9 at $7. You're taking on the half-sister to Winks, who makes its debut in that race, City of Lights from the Freedman Stable. So you're getting good value for yours, race 4, number 9.
Who?
I like it. So Josh from Horsham, Bendigo tomorrow, race 2, number 11. Wichita, Geelong Sunday, race 1, number 14, Just Press Send, and race 4, number 9, Miss Barraloach. So, good punting this weekend, Josh.
And to you, boys, go very, very well.
Josh from Horsham, his selections there as well. Sharknado, that's it from us. We've got a heap of mail, a heap of tips. Hopefully,
Buckets
by the end of the weekend, we'll have a winner or two as well.
Well, let's hope so.
I'm gonna have a little something on your...
Are you? You're a believer this week?
All-up place multi.
Oh, you know what? That warms the cockles of my heart.
Not sure if I'm a believer, but I'd just be filthy if for some reason it got up and I didn't have anything on.
Some sheer fluke.
Have a good weekend, Sharky. We'll see you Monday.
You will.